There was a comedian that was talking about being a cellist in college and that he hated Pachelbel's canon because it's the same four notes for forever. And then he proceeded to pick up an acoustic guitar, play those four chords, and sing every song I've ever heard.
It's not easy to write a good pop song, but it doesn't have to be musically difficult either. Building from the basics is not a serfs approach, and coming from a now veteran band, it's a suggestion worth taking. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Not a Serf got popular from the song Popular back in 1996. And in the years since, whether they were on MTV or not, the New York trios kept releasing consistently solid albums and grown a loyal fan base from logging serious miles on the road. Not a Serf's latest record, Lucky, finds their signature indie pop rock beyond intact and stronger than ever. Special guests include Death Cab's Ben Gibbard, but it was just Matthew and Ira from the band that stopped by FUV for a special duo performance. And our Russ Boris dug right into the band's knack for melody and avoiding the label of one-hit wonder.
The thing that I respect most about what you guys are doing at this point is how you were able to move past what many, I think, you know, think was going to be this band had like a one-hit wonder and right. Went ahead and made, you know, all these great albums after and sort of reinvented yourself in a way. Not necessarily easy to do, I wouldn't think.
Well, yeah, it's a funny story. I mean, I think it's a common one that, you know, you start out with kind of a hit and then kind of disappear. But we've never really wanted to stop doing it, so we just keep doing. And the years do tick by. It's kind of surprising to see that it's been five records already, but it doesn't feel like we've really changed anything. We just keep on moving forward and writing and recording and writing and recording.
All the tales and paper heroes, the ones who dyed the sun and called it yellow, the ones who make you run. And whose authority I've none over. Authority, I have none over me. On whose authority? Nothing speaks to me. On whose authority? I have none over me.
Distinct sense of melody that you guys have, and it goes all throughout the record, and pretty much, you know, all throughout your records. And where does that come from? You know, when you were listening to music as a kid, were there certain bands that, you know, kind of hooked you in and tuned you into that kind of sound?
Huh. Well, let's see. I mean, I really think it's basically my parents listened to Baroque classical music only, and so I think I'm kind of making this up, you know, but I feel like that's what made me like minor melodies. And then my sister and I listened to a whole lot of radio and disco mostly, which is, you know, catchy. Like Dancing Queen was my first favorite song, and every time it would come on the radio I would tape it, and I already had it on a tape. I like this old reel to reel, but there was, I had to catch it again. It was like butterfly catching or something. And so
did you do that when songs would come on the radio? Did you sort of, you know, have the recorder ready to go? Yeah. And you're waiting for something?
Oh yeah, I did that for years too.
It's crazy, right? You get sort of insane. Addicted to it.
It's beautiful. It's a fantastic addiction.
Spinning on that dizzy edge, I kissed her face, kissed her head. I dreamed of all the different ways I had to make her glow. Know that I'm in love with you, that I'm in love with you. You, soft and only you, lost and lonely you, strange as angels dancing in the deepest oceans, twisting in the water. You're just like a dream, you're just like a dream.
Not a Serf taking on The Cure's Just Like Heaven during a live session at FUV. You can find this and other in-studio interviews in the archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.
Hey, it's Rita Houston again, looking for your help in picking out some great Take 5 moments. A new discovery, a standout performance, or maybe a bizarre interview answer. Send an email to thefolks@wfuv.org and let us know.